Listening Library presents Joey Pigza Loses Control by Jack Gantos. Read for you by the author. 1. Potholes. We were on our way to Dad's house, and Mom was driving with both hands clamped tightly around the wheel as if she had me by the neck. I'd been snapping my seatbelt on and off and driving her nuts by asking 100 what-ifs about Dad. She'd been hearing them for 2 weeks already and wasn't answering, but that didn't stop me. What if he's not nice? What if he hates me? What if he's as crazy as you always said he was? What if he drinks and gets nasty? What if I don't like him? What if Grandma tries to put me in the refrigerator again? What if they make Pablo sleep outside? What if they don't eat pizza? What if I want to come home quick? Can I hire a helicopter? Yes, she said to my last question, not really listening. She was taking the long roller coaster way to Pittsburgh, which was up and down about a million mountain back roads, because she was afraid of driving too fast on the turnpike. As she said before we loaded up the borrowed car, my license is slightly expired, and I don't have insurance, so just bear with me. How can something be slightly expired? I asked. Is that the same as day-old bread? What if we get stopped by the police? What if we are arrested? What if the jails for boys and dogs look like giant bird cages? She didn't answer me then, and she wasn't answering my questions now, even though I kept asking. All she did was tighten her grip and lean forward so much her chin was touching the top of the steering wheel. After a while, her silence beat my talking like paper covers rock, so I kept my mouth shut, even though the list of questions kept sprouting in my brain.